Call the order. Time is
4:30.
Right, 16:30. I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting for the Student Success Program, Nonprofit Board, which operates Odeo Charter Schools, the Charter School of San Diego. I'm Lynn Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate this meeting. Let's take a roll call first. When I call your name, please provide the group. I don't think we need to do that unless there's anybody new. Is there anybody new? Okay. No. And roll call. Myself here, Scott.
Present.
David.
Present.
Tim.
Here, present.
Super. And Eric.
Present.
Good to see you all. Mary, is there any staff that you need to introduce that's not new?
No.
That is new. Okay. Establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.3?
Motion to approve, David.
Very well. May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you. We'll now conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
Tim.
Aye.
And Eric.
Aye.
Here we go. Everybody is here. We have a quorum. Item 1.4 is Pledge of Allegiance. If you would please stand and pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, item 1.5 is the approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 1.5 with any recommendations from Mary?
No recommendations.
Very well, may I have a motion to approve item 1.5?
Don't move, Morton.
Very good. May I have a second?
Martin, second.
Conduct a roll call for 1.5. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. On to item 2.0. This is a public comment. Public comment is for items of interest to the public that was in the scope of Student Success Board. Non-agenda shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment or either a non-agenda or agenda item shall use the raise hand feature on Zoom to notify the board. Can people please mute if you're not speaking? All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda order below. Each agenda item will be commented and will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted for each non-agenda item. We'll have a maximum of 10 minutes allotted. If necessary, I may equivocally be decreased the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted time. Item 2.1 are non-agenda public comments. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to a total of 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on items not on the agenda?
None that we're aware of.
Okay, seeing no raised hands or hearing nothing, we'll move on to item 2.2. Agenda items for public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes total unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items?
None that we're aware of.
Okay, let's just make sure there's no hands. Seeing no hands. Okay, We'll move on to item 3.0, which is a public hearing. The Governing Board of Directors encourages participation by parents, teachers, and members of the community interested in the affairs of the Odeo Charter School and the Charter School of San Diego. The public hearing is now open for Odeo Charter School 2023-24 Local Control Accountability Plan. Time is 4:36. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the public hearing. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless modified by myself. Tim, our executive director, will present the Odeo Charter School Local Control Accountability Plan. Tim, floor is yours.
All right. Thank you, Admiral Herring. I'm going to share my screen and go over a PowerPoint. So give me 1 second. All right. You should be able to see PowerPoint. So this is our annual update to our Local Control Accountability Plan, or what we refer to as the LCAP. This is a state required plan that we have to put into place with input from a variety of educational partners, align it to our budget, and then present it to the board at the annual meeting in June. It also includes some information around our local dashboard indicators, which is part of the state accountability requirements, where you need to do some self-analysis on a few different areas relating to the state priorities. So I'll briefly touch on those, the second part of this presentation. So I'll start here with Odeo. Again, this plan is a requirement for each charter school or school district in the state of California, where you're developing specific actions and goals around helping to achieve what you feel is success for your students. You're required to engage students, parents, family members, teachers, staff, and school leadership. You have to align this to your budget with your local control funding formula funds, LCFF, and then you have to include specific actions to help improve outcomes for English learners, low-income, and foster youth. The Odeo plan in your board packet is on pages 523 through 683. And I will just cover some of the highlights. And then later on in the meeting, you'll have the opportunity to approve the LCAP for the coming year, 23-24. This is an opportunity just to do a presentation of some high-level highlights and then, of course, get any input if there is any. The components of the LCAP are dictated by the state, and so they provide a template. It starts with a budget overview for parents so that they know kind of how the funds come in and how they're being spent. The LCAP template itself has a plan summary, so kind of like an executive summary at the beginning of it. It has a list of all the activities where we engage educational partners throughout the year. It then has the specific goals and actions that we are implementing to use our funds to increase student achievement. And then there's specific services that we offer for foster youth, English learners, and low-income students to try to show that the funding that we get for those students, we're increasing the services as well. It also includes action tables and instructions that are provided by the state. So some of the highlights, we have 5 goals. This has been consistent with our LCAP over the past several years. So some of you that have been on the board for a little while, this may sound familiar. Goal 1 is really around instruction, and that is really implementing our instructional plan. We have a monitoring system in place where we're looking at how our students are performing and what we're doing to help improve our instruction around it. The PPEP, which is our Pathways Personalized Education Plan, that's around designing a specific plan for each and individual student that we serve throughout the year. And then we have a multi-tiered system of supports where we're looking at interventions and different strategies we're implemented to help find success for these students. So in working with our teachers, our counselors, therapists, nurses, all the different folks that we offer support to our students, there's different levels of the system that we implement to ensure success. Goal two is around a provide in a broad and rigorous course of study. So all of our courses we offer are aligned to the state standards. We also offer advanced placement courses, career technical education pathways. We have about 9 of those where students can take anything from hospitality to public safety, to information technology. And then we also have an early college credit program where students can take dual enrollment courses with us, with some of our community college partners. They could take articulated courses that are taught by Adeo itself, and then they get college credit for it, or the dual enrollment where they're in a college course and facilitated by Adeo. Then we have goal three, which is really our professional learning system. We refer to it often as Altus University. Some of the highlights of the professional learning system are ensuring that all our teachers are leading edge certified so that when they're working with students, both in person and online, they have the strategies in place to ensure success. And then leadership development opportunities for folks that are learning, want to learn more about leadership and some of the courses that they take with Altus University and just some of the experience with Altus Fellows and different things to learn about leadership. So goal three is around professional learning system. Goal four is around a safe and supportive environment, developing a really strong school culture. So safety is always a big priority for us, where we have an executive safety committee of about 10 leadership team members and folks from different departments that are meeting on a monthly basis to go over safety protocols. They then distribute information down to each location's safety ambassador, who then make sure that the safety is a priority at all the different locations that we have. We have a healthy youth department where we're providing a variety of mental, social health supports to students through different series of informational sessions or resources, community partnerships where they can get the supports they need. And then we have our California Cadet Corps, which is our character and leadership development program where students are learning about different character and leadership type scenarios and curriculum. They get to compete in different events around the state under the Cadet Corps banner and really have an opportunity to build a camaraderie and learn about teamwork. And then goal five is around developing each of our resource centers really community-based, where there's a lot of opportunity for interaction among the parents, the students, the staff members, community partners, rich with tons of different types of technology to help engage our students, and then using that information to really inform our parents and students and staff through Parent Square, which is a newer program that we offer through putting out information digitally. So those are kind of the highlights of the 5 goals that encompass the LCAP. These have been updated and expanded upon year after year, and we've gone ahead and done that for the upcoming year. If we look at some of the key metrics of each one of these 5 goals, some of the things that indicate whether we're having success or not, for the goal one, which is really around instruction, we look at making sure our teachers are appropriately assigned with their credentials, that's actually a requirement of the state for this one to be part of this goal to be, or this key metric to be part of this goal. We look at the DOS graduation rate, which is looking at the 12th graders that we have for that year, and are they finishing or not? So we look at the graduation rate for those students. We look at the chronic absenteeism of our younger students. So students that are in K-8, the state has a chronic absenteeism rate that they publish on all schools. We also look at our SPARTA balance, which is our state required assessments in English and math. Our English learner reclassification rate of our English learners, how many of them are progressing to the area of proficiency. Our Northwest Evaluation Association spring growth. So we do fall testing of our students in reading, language usage, and math, and then test them again in the spring to see are they having growth in those key areas. We look at our dropout rate. We look at the attendance rate or participation of our students. And we also look at the surveys they take in terms of increase in confidence levels. For goal two, some of the key metrics in the LCAP, we're looking at making sure that all of our instructional materials are standards aligned with the state, that students are participating in an early college credit program to earn those college credits while they're in high school. We also look at the number of students that are completing a CTE pathway for career technical education, taking some of those advanced placement courses, And then also completing University of California's A to G requirements so that they can have a better chance of being accepted into the UC system. Goal three key metrics, we're really looking at professional development and that each teacher is getting at least 60 hours of annual professional development. A large portion of that needs to be in math because our math is really a need of our students. They're coming in, 2 to 4 grade levels behind typically, and there's just a lot of support needed for math. So we really wanna make sure we provide that for our staff, along with at least 6 trainings on English learner support through our English learner achievement department. And then we do survey the staff to make sure that there's relevancy to our trainings that we're providing, and we're on target with providing them with what they need. Goal four key metrics, we're looking at safety. So we have every year we present to the board a safety plan that's aligned to the guidance from the state and the CDE. So we make sure that our school safety plan is up to date with best practices recommended. And that also is reviewed by our authorizers. We check our suspension expulsion rates, and we do survey the staff or the students and parents on safety satisfaction in their locations, and want to make sure that the feedback is very positive. And then goal five key metrics, facilities. The definition of good repair comes from the state, that they're just really great shape. All of our resource centers are wonderful places, a lot of excellent condition. We want to make sure that there is a variety of opportunities for all of our different education partners to come together and collaborate, especially in particular student groups that might need additional support, English learners, low income, and special education, and that we have a variety of partnerships out in the community that help support what's happening with our students and their individual plans. So those are the key metrics. So you've got the 5 goals and then the metrics of those goals embedded with the LCAP. And then we're also required to just do a quick report out on our local indicators. And so this is every year in the fall, the state publishes dashboards, which is kind of like an accountability system where it just puts out some high level information about how schools and school districts are doing as a whole. A lot of that is based upon outcomes of state assessments. And then part of it is a self-evaluation that schools must do and to look at aligning, making sure that we're making progress on either meeting standard or if we're not meeting standard on something, but then these different areas, we report that as well. The good news is in all areas that the state's asking us to look at, we are meeting the standard. And so we publish that, and it looks just like the 5 squares at the bottom of this slide. But there's 8 basic priorities that the state has for schools. 5 of them we have to evaluate ourselves with the local indicators. And you can see the priorities there. Priority 1, basic conditions. Number 2 is state academic standards implementation. Priority 3, parent family engagement. Priority 6, local climate. And priority 7, access to a broad course of study. So I'll just quickly kind of go through those and just kind of talk a little bit about how we're doing. When it looks at priority 1, basic conditions of the schools, are your teachers appropriately assigned? And this is kind of information we put into our student information system. It connects with CalSAS system, which is connected to the CTC, where that's the credentials department for the state, and all of our teachers at Audeo are appropriately assigned. We also look to make sure that all of our students have access to the standards aligned instructional materials both at home and at school, and they absolutely do have that. And then we also have to look at facilities. Are they in good repair status? And all of our facilities are in great shape. So we're doing well with priority 1. Priority 2, this is looking at the state academic standards, and are you implementing them? Are you providing professional development? Do you have the instructional materials aligned? Do you have policies in place to ensure that this is happening? Are you implementing the standards? And then is your school leadership engaged in following and putting the standards into place? So the state has kind of a rubric where you do a self-evaluation, and the highest rating is full implementation sustainability, where we feel that we very much fall in each of these areas within full implementation sustainability. So we're doing well here, and we've met this standard. Priority 3, this is around parent and family engagement. There's 12 different prompts that the state has you look at. The slide here has the first six, and this is looking at capacity of staff. Do you have a welcoming environment? Are you providing an individual plan for each student? Is there two-way communication? Are you providing professional development? And are you providing information resources to students to help support their development at home? And then so all these first six areas, we feel very strongly that we're in full implementation, sustainability, to be able to successfully do each and every one of these. And so that's the first half of the parent family engagement. If you look at the second half, again, we're doing well in terms of implementing policy and programs, supporting our families to understand their legal rights and so that they can advocate for their students. Then we have different advisory groups in place to help with decision-making of the school. We also look at different opportunities to provide input and that everyone's kind of working together to design, implement, and evaluate family engagement activities at the school levels. So again, these 6, 7 through 12, we're at full implementation sustainability. So we're meeting this local indicator dashboard requirement. Priority 6, this is really around safe environments, a school climate. We look at some of the data around suspension expulsion, very low rates, no expulsions, just one-tenth of a percent for suspensions this last year with Audeo. Our parents and students on their safety surveys have come back with very high, mid to high 90s in terms of feeling safe at school in our program. So we're meeting the standard here for local climate. And then the last priority we have to look at and do kind of a self-evaluation on is, are all of our, some of our main student groups, do they have access to everything like any other student would? So we're about over 27% students with disability at Odeo, so that's really high. Significant number of English learners, over 63% socioeconomically disadvantaged, and close to 10% homeless and foster youth students. So do all these students have access to a rigorous course of study? Are they all receiving an individual plan? Or do they have access to take UC courses, NCAA courses, honors AP, and dual enrollment opportunities? Absolutely. So across the board, 100% of our students have access to all these different areas. So overall, we've met all the different areas that the state's looking at for us in terms of local indicators. And so a part of our annual requirement, along with giving a highlight of the LCAP, and then later on in the agenda approving it, is to talk about our local indicators. So that concludes Audeo's presentation. And I'm happy to answer any questions there are about that. And in the meantime, I can transition to the Audeo or the Charter School San Diego presentation, which is very similar.
Nicely done.
Thank you, Tim. Are there any comments, questions? That can be from the public or from the board.
Just good job as ever.
Yeah, it's really impressive that just having the goals and metrics and the fashion that you do is just so different from so many other organizations. Really focused. Okay, if there aren't any, we will close the public hearing for the Audeo Charter School. And the time is 4:54. The public hearing is now open for the Charter School of San Diego, 2324 Local Control Accountability Plan, and that is also at 4:54. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the public hearing. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by the chair, by myself. Tim, again, will present the Charter School of San Diego's 2324 LCAP. Tim?
All right. Thank you very much, Admiral Herring. Okay, so similar to Audeo, Charter School San Diego follows the same process with their LCAP development. They engage their educational partners. That includes students, parents, family members, teachers, staff, and school leadership It is also aligned to the expenditures of the plan are aligned to the funds to support what's happening, and that there's specific strategies in place for English learners, low income, and foster youth. The CSSD plan also follows the state template. It starts with a budget overview for parents. It goes into the plan summary, the list of different ways in which we engage our educational partners. It lists the specific goals and actions, and then within those, the increased and improved services for foster English learners and low-income students. It includes action tables and instructions. And in your board packet, the LCAP for Charter School San Diego can be found on pages 700 through 851. So I'll just kind of go through the goals themselves. You'll see very similar because they're similar programs where we're looking at goal one around instruction and kind of that monitoring, the Pathways Personal Education Plan and the MTSS system in place for our students. Goal two is really around the broad and rigorous course of study so that everything's standards aligned. We're offering AP, CTE, and early college credit opportunities. Goal three is around that professional learning system. Altus University, all the different sessions we offer multiple times a week to our staff, that our teachers are all leading edge certified to be able to comfortably work with students virtually, and then different leadership development opportunities for staff. Goal four is around providing that safe environment, supportive school culture, where we have a variety of different interactions with executive safety committee, safety ambassadors, healthy youth department, and the Cadet Corps program to really provide a well-rounded culture. And then goal five is around those resource centers that are a lot of different interactions with our students and parents and staff, rich with technology and a lot of information that's constantly made available so everyone knows how to take advantage of what we offer. So those are the five highlight goals for Charter School San Diego. And then some of the key metrics we're looking at, that teachers are appropriately assigned, that are 12th graders are graduating each year as they're supposed to, that our chronic absenteeism rate is low. We're scoring comparatively well with English language arts and math assessments that are state driven, that our English learners are reclassified at a high rate, that our Northwest evaluation or local assessment in reading language usage and math, their students are improving from fall to spring. Our dropout rate low, our attendance rate is high, and our student confidence rates continue to go up as we survey them 90 days after they enroll. Goal two metrics, we're looking at all of our standards, instructional materials are standards aligned, students are participating in early college credit program, students are completing CTE pathways, taking advantage of opportunities for advanced placement courses, and that they're able to complete A to G requirements with our courses. Goal three metrics, we're looking at professional development. Our goal is that everybody gets at least 60 hours of professional development. A significant portion of that is devoted towards math and English learner supports, and that there's an opportunity to evaluate that so we can get better at the professional development that we're offering. Goal four around safety. Our school safety plan is updated annually and it's put into place and areas are practiced upon so we can be as prepared for any issues that may arise. Our resource centers are really focused on academics and not on having to deal with a lot of behavior issues, so that our suspension expulsion rates are low and that the students and parents are surveyed to tell us their feelings on safety satisfaction within the Charter School San Diego resource centers. And then goal five, we're looking at the resource centers themselves, that they're in great shape. They're open and available with a lot of opportunities for engagement and interactions with parents and family members, particularly those in student groups that need additional support, English learners, low-income special education, and that we have a variety of community-based organizations that help support the work that we do. So those are the five goals and the key metrics, and then I'll transition to the local indicators. That is a self-evaluation, part of the state accountability system that will appear on our public dashboard later this fall. We're required to look at five of the different priorities and rate ourselves. And the good news of Charter School San Diego, they also are on a really good track to make sure that all these standards are being met for these five different priorities of the eight that there are: basic conditions of the school, implementation of state standards, a lot of parent-family engagement opportunities, the local climate is strong, and that everyone has access to a broad, rigorous course of study. So when we look specifically just at priority one, the basic conditions of the school, the standard is met. All of our teachers are appropriately assigned. All of our students have access to instructional materials at school at home, and all of our facilities are in excellent shape. When we look at priority two, the implementation of the state academic standards, we're looking at professional development, instructional materials, policies in place to make sure this is happening, implementation of it, and that school leadership is engaged. In all these areas, we're rating the highest, which is full implementation and sustainability. So we've met this requirement. Priority three, this is the two part, or slide one. These are the first six prompts from the state where we're looking at parent and family engagement specifically and how we're doing, developing the capacity of staff to develop those relationships with our families, making sure our resource centers are welcoming environments. We support each family and their students individually, looking at their strengths, cultures, language, and goals. We have a lot of different two-way communication opportunities for families to connect with our educators, that a lot of professional development is happening around building the capacity to partner with families, and that families have information and resources to support what's happening at home. And so in all these first six areas of this priority three, we have full implementation and sustainability. And then when we transition to the second half of this one, you'll see prompts 7 through 12. Again, full implementation and sustainability when we're looking at implementing policies, supporting our families and helping them know their legal rights, different advisory groups to help with decision-making. Everyone has input into the development LCAP and different things that were happening at the school with parent family engagement, and really looking to make sure that all of our groups within the school are working together. So again, full implementation sustainability for this priority three, parent family engagement. Priority six, we need to look at school climate. So we look at our suspensions, expulsion rates. We've had no expulsions this last year, just one suspension, and really high report backs in terms of feeling safe. 99 and 98% of students and parents are telling us that they're feeling safe in our locations. And then the last one we look at is the access to broad course of study. Student disability, again, a high percentage of 23%. Significant amount of English learners at close to 15%, socioeconomically disadvantaged students about 73%, and then foster and homeless youth, we have about 7.5%. And all these students have access to their own plan, all the courses that we offer, they could take UC A to G courses, NCAA, honors, AP, and dual enrollment opportunities across the board at 100%. So the standards map. So that concludes Charter School San Diego's presentation for the LCAP, and then updates to our local indicators. And then later on in the agenda, we'll be looking at approval of the LCAP specifically. Thank you, Admiral Herring.
Okay, thank you. Again, very detailed and quite impressive. This is now an opportunity for members of the public to make comment, or members of the board, should there be any? I don't see any hands. Okay, so I'm going to assume that there are no comments. This will close the public hearing for the Charter School of San Diego. The time is 5:04. Moving on, we are now moving to a closed session to address the following three items. We will be moving on to closed session to discuss 4.2.1, which is a conference with labor negotiators. 4.2.2 is a performance evaluation for the founder, president, and chief executive officer, as well as the chief business officer, chief financial officer, treasurer, and founding director. And then 4.2.3 is conference with legal counsel concerning anticipated litigation. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on the closed session items 4.2.1 to 4.2.3. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Are there any comments? Okay, hearing none and seeing no raised hands, the board is convening a closed session. The time is 5:06. And Angela, if you would take us all to the, there we go. We'll see you in a little bit. Is return to open session. I will report that there was no actions or reportable issues discussed. The time is 5:55, and I will take roll call to ensure the board members are back in the room. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Thank you. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay, we are resuming open session. Again, time is 5:55. I can report that no action was taken. We will now move on to 6.0, administrative items. 6.1 is consider approval of compensation comparability study for the amendment of employment agreement for the executive director. The California Nonprofit Integrity Act of 2004 mandates that the SSP board review comparable executive compensation packages for educational executives upon any of the following events. One, initially upon hiring the educational executive, or two, whenever the executive's term of employment is renewed or extended, or three, whenever the executive's compensation is modified, unless that modification extends to substantially all employees in the organization. In connection with the board's review of the executive director's employment agreement, the board must meet this due diligence requirement by reviewing and adopting a comparability study. The board must meet the criteria set out by the IRS for conducting this review prior to any of the above changes in the employment occurring. This review must occur without the participation of any individual who possesses a conflict of interest. Accordingly, SSP received compensation studies with comparative data of 8 different LEAs in San Diego County. I recommend the adoption of the comparability study presented to the board. As a result, do I have a motion for approval?
So moved, Martin.
Green, second.
Thank you. We conduct a roll call. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we will conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. 6.2 is board chairperson oral reporting regarding amendments to the executive director's employment. As to the next agenda item regarding the approval of an amendment to the executive director's employment agreement, I'm required by law to note the following prior to any board vote. The amendment seeks to reflect, one, effective July 1st, 2023, for the 23-24 school year, the annual compensation for the executive director shall be increased from 3% to 5%, and effective July 1st, 2024, for the 24-25 school year, the annual compensation for the executive director shall be increased from 3% to 5%. All other terms and conditions of employment as specified in the executive director's current employment agreement, July 1, 2022 through July 30, 2025, fully executed on July 19, 2020, remain the same. I would also note that the above referenced compensation increases are wholly in keeping with the compensation comparability study that the board has just reviewed and approved. Item 6.3 is consider approval of the amendment to the executive director's employment agreement. It is my recommendation, with the recommendation of the president and CEO, that the board approve such amendment. Do I have a motion for approval?
You have a motion and approval.
Are there any items of discussion? May I have a second?
Morton, second.
Very good. We will now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Eric?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
You guys are paying attention.
I know you did it backwards there. I like it.
Items moving on to 6.4, consider approval of Scott Barton board term 3, renewal July 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2025. May I have a report on 6.4 or a recommendation?
I recommend we keep them.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
They're good eggs.
Do I have a motion for approval? Motion to approve. Very good. Any discussion?
No.
Okay. Now, do I have a second?
Second, Crean.
Very good. Do I now conduct a roll call? Myself, aye. Scott?
Do I abstain from this or can I vote?
Oh, I know. I guess you can't. You have to. You have to abstain. Scott is an abstention. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
All right, we're stuck with him for another 2 years. Consider approval of Tim Morton board term 2, renewal of July 1, 2023 to June 30th, 2025. Do I have a motion for approval?
Any motion to approve.
Any comments? May I have a second, please?
Second, Barton.
Very good. We'll now conduct a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye. Thank you for that chime.
Tim?
Abstain.
He's waiting for his clock to stop.
Yeah, this is the only one you can hear of the five. Do we get David?
Yeah, you're on, Eric.
You did. I said aye.
Okay. Tim is an abstention. Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Item 6.6, consider approval of board minute dates for 2023-24. Any issues on the dates that are presented? Remember, just a special meeting for the second.
There are two Thursday, March
7th,
is that correct?
There are two what?
There are two dates.
Thursday, March 7th, is that correct? There are two on the same date?
Yes.
Okay.
One's a special meeting. These dates were very carefully arrived at because they had to jive with when there are reports due to the to the county and to the district and the state.
Okay.
So we're going to... We're going to try to get approved before.
I had a question on those dates. I think the latter dates are supposed to be 2024. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think they are.
Angela, fix that, please.
March, and June should be 2024.
Thank you.
Good catch.
Good catch.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of 6.6?
So moved, Barton.
Okay, any discussion? May I have a second, please?
Green, second.
Thank you, and now vote for 6.6. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay, moving on to item 6.7, consider approval of the collaboration and coordination of successor CEO policy. Mary, do we have an update on this one?
This is a commitment on the part of this corporation to collaborate with what is currently known as the Audeo Corporation to upon the hiring of another CEO sometime in the future, they commit to having one CEO for all the schools that are under both corporations. To have two separate CEOs would be terrible. That would split the school in half. And instead, we're talking about a commitment to have one CEO for both corporations and all the schools contained under those corporations.
Okay. I don't have any problem with that. Does anybody can I have a motion to approve 6.7?
So moved, Morton.
Any discussion? I think it's the right thing to do. Can I have a second, please?
Second, Barton.
Well, we now conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Consider approval of focus on teaching and learning policy. You have an update, Mary, to report on item 6.8.
Right. There's not been any requests or concern relating to this. However, we felt that we should memorialize and document the fact that this school was founded strictly for academic purposes to serve students' academic needs, extracurricular activities, yearbooks, rings, sports, all of that certainly are wonderful, but there are many places where students can go to receive those. That is an option. We have, as our vision, the development of our model, not considered that for students or staff. Our staff is trained and focused and intense on just making a difference in the kids' learning. And so we're not looking at trying to commit their energy to things other than the academics that occur in the classroom. And the social support, of course, the advocacy that the teachers share with the kids and our partners in the community that provide for that. I recommend approval.
Okay. I think we all share in that particular effort. It's all about the kids and learning. Do I have a motion to approve item 6.8?
Motion. So moved. Moved, Morton.
May I have a second?
Second, Crane.
Okay. We now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Consider approval of the declaration for the need of fully qualified educators. 6.9.1, ODEO. Tim, you have a report on 6.9.1 through 6.9.2, and the second is 6.9.2 is CSSD.
Yeah, for both schools, we've completed the declaration of need, which is a form that must be on file with the Commission on Teacher Credentialing before any emergency permits can be used for service with our schools. It's a requirement of districts and charter schools. So if there's a potential need for someone, sometimes we get teachers that have a credential from a different state and they don't have the appropriate English language authorization to work with English learners yet because they need to go back and take the courses. It allows them to be on staff, but through this emergency permit. So we may use them, we may not, but we fill out the form for potentially two teachers at ODEO and two teachers at CSSD for the upcoming year to allow for that if the need arises. So just once it's approved, we submit it to the County Office of Education to put in their files.
Okay. I do want to remind you all that this is one of the large issues currently being addressed in the Department of Defense for spouses who are credentialed in other states but are having difficulty transitioning to the state of California. So you have a ton of qualified teachers in other states. If it gets to a point in which you don't have any, you might want to take the opportunity to look out in that direction. Because again, because of the way this is all done through the unions, it's much more difficult for them to find a place where they can work. So I just remind you of that particular issue.
Appreciate that.
Do I have a motion for the approval of 6.9 and 6.9.2? Thank you. Any discussion? Can we have a second?
Second, Morton.
Okay, we will now conduct a roll call. Myself, Scott. Aye. Aye. Myself, Scott.
Aye.
David.
Aye.
Tim.
Aye.
And Eric.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 6.10, consider approval of ratification terms of lease renewal for APN number 311-320-71-00. Lynn, can we have a report on this item?
Yes, thank you, Admiral Herring. We exercised the option to renew the lease for the Charter School of San Diego for the Mira Mesa Resource Center for an additional term of 5 years under the First Amendment, which is basically a continuation of the original lease contract and terms that is first entered into in the year 2018. The total area of the facility is 6,100 square feet. Under the renewal contract, the monthly base rent for the first year of the renewal would be $14,142 at $2.32 per month per square foot. The contractual obligation, including the triple net for the 5 years, is $1.094 million. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a motion for approval of item 6.10.
Motion to approve, Schweinfurter.
Okay, thank you, Eric. May I have a second?
Second, Barton.
Thank you. We'll now conduct a roll call. Say again. Is there a comment? Okay, we're now conducting a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Outstanding. Thank you. Motion passes. Consider approval ratification terms of lease renewal for APN number 422-021-0400. Lynn, may I have an update on this one?
Yes, thank you, sir. We exercised the option to renew the lease for the Charter School of San Diego, which is the Tierra Santa Resource Center, for an additional term of 5 years under the Sixth Amendment. The lease was originally contracted in 1998. The total area of the facility is 2,600 square feet. Under the renewal contract, the monthly base rent on the first year would be $7,540 at $2.90 per month per square foot. There's no triple net in this lease. The current monthly base rent prior to the renewal is $7,885, and it's at $3.03 per square foot, which lowered the renewal base rent under the new terms. The annual increase is 3%. We were successful in the negotiation because it generated a total savings of $37,017. So that's the aggregate amount of the savings for this renewal.
For 5 years. Says 5 year?
5 years, sir. Yes, 5 years.
Good job.
The total contractual obligation for the additional 5 years, including without the triple net, is $480,371. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 6.11?
So moved, Schweinfurter.
Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, may I have a second?
Second, Morgan.
Okay, we'll conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Now moving on to item 6.12, President's Reports, if you would.
The first one is a report out of our partners and collaborators. I've asked Debbie if she could go quickly through a sharing of those community groups that and colleges, universities that we collaborate with. And these are active participants in our in a collaboration. They aren't, we don't just gather letters to say that they're interested in what we do and they like us. It's nothing like that. It's people that are actively involved in providing services for students. Debbie?
Thank you.
All right. This is incidentally a part of the annual report. Will be always part of the annual report.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. What you see on the screen, this is a comprehensive list of the partners and collaborators that we have for Audeo and for Charter School of San Diego. And the collaborators work much the same as partners. Some we have formal MOUs with, some we do not. But if you, these are located on page 17 through 20 of your board packet. But as you'll see, Mary had mentioned that we really do focus on the academics for students, but we are well aware that there are a lot of other needs outside of the academic arena that they in which they need support. So this is our way of supporting the whole student and their family, because if they are doing well socially and emotionally, they're going to do better in school and academically. So you will see that there are a lot of them duplicate each other. If you look at the first two, Social Advocates for Youth and San Diego Youth Services, both have been around for a very long time. They do, in some instances, duplicate the services, but it's based on geography. Some students, wherever, depending on where they live, it is which resource they would be provided services by. Our families also face things like food insecurity. So, you know, we are partnered with the San Diego Food Bank. Substance abuse, McAllister Institute is one that we can use. We have job readiness training for our students. And a lot of these, either we can refer the student directly to them, or in some instances, they come to us and, you know, in forms of workshops. Just to work with students and let them know, resume building, all of those kinds of things. San Diego Medical Society is another one, does health education presentations on topics of interest to the students and the resource centers. We also have programs for education. As Mary mentioned, we've got the dual enrollment program where our students can take college courses while they're finishing high school. It's been very, very successful, and we have partnerships with all of the community colleges that allow them to do that. We also provide support for our staff through Altus University, but also partnerships with the universities, the local universities, for them to clear credentials, do their counseling work, all of those types of things. There's also a list here for the finance and operations partners and vendors, just all of the various companies that we work with. So it's a well-rounded list, and we keep adding to it and updating it. And we think that it's a great benefit to our students and their families, as well as our staff.
I'm not sure if I missed it. Did you explain the difference between a partner and a...
I did. I said that in some instances, we do have formal MOUs, but we don't for all of them. They don't require them. Some prefer not to. But one of the things that we've done with our formal MOUs that has made it a lot nicer for both of us is we, instead of having an end date, they are ongoing, and we just write in there that either party can terminate the partnership within 30 days in writing. That way it's, we take a look at it, but we don't have, we're not locked into a date that it ends and we have to begin again. So
those partnerships that are formalized usually have a signature required by their CEO, and I sign it on behalf of our organization.
That's true.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you for all your work and for being out there with those people. We really appreciate it.
Pleasure. Thank you.
The second point that I have is simply graduation update. I'd just like to share that we had over 1,000 this year of graduates, diplomas, and completers program-wide, schools-wide, and that's excellent. That's about what we have every year, which is an extraordinary amount, I think, when you consider that each one of those is a student, a young person whose life is significantly different by the fact that they are moving forward in their plan. Thank you.
Well done. Sorry I wasn't able to attend. It's a little bit harder now, but I'm just so amazed by when you look at the percentage, and you realize what that percentage really means. It's awesome. So congratulations to the entire team. Okay. Next is item 6.13, strategic plan update on the Odeo Charter School. Tim, is there a report for item 6.13 through 6.13.2.1?
So at each of the regular meetings, we do update the board on our participation reports, our attendance, which is based upon work product. The latest reports are up through April 28th, 2023. And for both CSSD and Odeo, the goal is to be above 84%. Currently right now, Odeo is doing very well at 95.4% at the cumulative participation on enrollment. And CSSD is just a little behind them at 89.3%. So both schools are on track with last year, and Odeo is up about 2%. So very strong with our participation right now.
Very good, thank you. Is there anything else, Mary, you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
Okay. Moving on to item 7.0, consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and be approved and enacted by the board in one motion in the form of the list below. Unless specifically requested by a board member for further discussion or removed from the agenda, there will be no discussion of the items prior to the board's vote on them. As president, I approve and the approve. As president, I recommend the approval of the consent agenda.
So moved, Morton.
Very well, any discussion? A second, please.
Second.
Very well. We will now conduct a roll call vote. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on, item 8.0, our action items. 8.1 is an action item for the Odeo Charter School. Consider approval of the 2023-24 local control and accountability plans with budget overviews for parents, presentation of dashboard local indicators. Tim, your report on 8.1.1.
I'll just refer back to the previous presentation during the public hearing. We're on track with the account or LCAP for Odeo for this year at the five goals, and we're meeting all the standards with the local indicators.
Outstanding. Mary, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
Super. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 8.1.1?
So moved.
Any discussion?
Just real quick, page 528, just correct that to be 13%, I believe. It's for the, just a typo.
Oh, okay. Another good catch.
See, we do read.
Yeah. Second motion. A second, please.
A second, Crean.
Thank you. Voting for roll call myself. Aye. Eric?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
David?
Aye. He got you.
Okay, motion passes unanimously. Review and discuss the 8.1.2, review and discuss the preliminary operational budget and assumptions for the 2023-24, serve approval of the preliminary operational budget for FY23-24. Lynn, is there a staff report, please, for 8.1.2?
Yes, thank you. First, I wanted to express that material related to finance, such as the budget, Ms. Board Member David Crean receives it in advance and he helps in the review. So thank you so much for doing that, Mr. David. And I also
so we can ultimately blame David.
No, but we're very grateful that he shares his time and his expertise. We're very, very grateful for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I also want to preface the budget assumptions included in the board packet, explain in detail the basis of the budget developments for the revenues, expenditures, and reserves. And it really depicts how we calculated the amounts of the projections. And I truly believe that it's very clear and very detailed. So the preliminary operational budget for Odeo Charter School for fiscal year 23-24, shown on pages 684 to 695 of the board packet, is based on an estimated P280A of 469 ADA with an enrollment projection of 493. This is very conservative projection because the actual P280A for the current fiscal year, which is about to end June 30, is already at 416. The total projected revenues are for Odeo Charter School is 8.031 million and 92.67% of the revenue is generated from state apportionments and 6.37% is derived from the federal revenues and about 0.96% represents local revenues. Thank you.
I had to assure Lynn in the interest of time that she didn't have to go through the whole detail of the basic assumptions because you read them. So thank you.
I did.
I know you did.
I did. It amazes me how detailed they are, truly. Do I have a motion for the approval of item 8.1.2?
You have a motion from Crean.
Very well. Is there any discussion? You want me to have a second, please?
Second, Morton.
Thank you. Let me now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Item 8.1.3, consider approval of the 23-24 educational plan, account resolution and expenditure plan. Lynn, you have a staff report on 8.1.3.
Yes, thank you, Admiral Herring. So the approval of the 23-24 educational protection account for Odeo Charter School, the resolution and the expenditure plan can be found on pages 696 to 699 of your board packet. The recitation of the resolution expressed that the school has the sole discretion and authority to determine how the fund will be spent. It can be used for salaries and benefits for teachers, except for the administrators. This fund is subject to audit as well. The total EPA funds for Odeo Charter School is $93,670. And per the board resolution and the expenditure plan, it will be spent on teacher salaries and benefits only. Thank you.
Okay. Mayor, do I have any comments?
No, I recommend approval.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve item 8.1.3?
Motion to approve, Crean.
Thank you. Any discussion? May I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you. We're voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Item 8.2 is action item for the Charter School of San Diego. Charter School, consider approval of 23-24 local control and accountability plan with budget overview for parents, presentation of dashboard local indicators. Tim, is there a staff report for 8.2.1?
Thank you, Admiral Herring. The local control accountability plan is found on pages 700 through 850-851. And referring back to the previous presentation and public hearing, we have the five goals and using the state template, and that the local indicators are all meeting expectation at this time. So we appreciate your approval.
Very good. Mary, is there anything that you'd like to add?
I recommend approval.
Very well. Do I have a motion to approve item 8.2.1?
So moved.
Okay, any discussion? Hearing none, do I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you. Now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Forgot.
Item eight, say again.
Forgot one.
Thank you. Forgotten Morton.
Forgot Morton.
Oh, did I?
Must be getting tired.
You are paying attention. Thank you. Tim?
Aye.
Oh, now it passes unanimously. Item 8.2.2. Review and discuss the preliminary operational budget assumptions for FY23-24 and consider approval of the preliminary operating budget for FY23-24. Lynn, may I have a staff report for 8.2.2?
Yes, thank you, sir. The preliminary operational budget for the Charter School of San Diego for the fiscal year 23-24, shown on pages 852 to 861 of the board packet, is based on an estimated P2ADA of 1,588 with projected enrollment of 1,689. The total projected revenues is $27.270 million. 91.40% of the revenue is generated from the state apportionments, and 7.46% is derived from federal revenues, and 1.14% represents local revenues. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary, any comments?
Recommend approval.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve 8.2.2?
Recommendation. Approval.
Very well. Any discussion? Hearing none, may I have a second?
Second, Schweinfurter.
Thank you. And we now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay, 8.2.3, consider approval of the 2023-24 Educational Protection Account EPA Resolution and Expenditure Plan. Lynn, is there a report on 8.2.3?
Thank you. The agenda is found on pages 862 to 865. The total EPA fund for the Charter School of San Diego is $317,532. And this is also based upon the board resolution and the expenditure plan before you. It will be spent on teacher salaries and benefits only. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, anything you'd like to add?
I don't know.
Thank you. I have a motion to approve 8.2.3.
Motion to approve, Crean.
Very well. Any discussion? May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you. We now conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Moving on. 9.0 is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. And these are informal in nature and do not require actions. Do any of the board members have announcements or comments?
Yeah, Barton has a couple of things. I was impressed with the employee handbook, the student and parent handbooks, that not only that we read through them, but that they were edited and updated. And it's a fine example of the kind of work that happens at all the schools. And also, I was proud to sit on the stage at graduation and see so many happy students, teachers, families, truly pleased and proud of their graduates. It was and on top of that, it was a wonderful ceremony. So it was a really great day.
Outstanding. Yeah, it is kind of cool that you do get to see how the process goes in editing and keeping all of that up to date. I mean, I think it's remarkable that everybody is so involved to make sure it remains present and current.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? Again, I'm sorry I was not at graduation, but I do want to commend all the faculty and administration for just a great job. Again, 1,000 lives have been changed because of your efforts. And I just want to commend you for all that you do on a daily basis, making sure that they're not left behind and that they do have an opportunity for the future. Anything else?
I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank all the staff that is on this at this meeting. You are wonderful. I know you're tired and you're just troopers. So go home and rest and enjoy. Thank you so much again. We so appreciate it. These late board meetings are once a year and made a commitment to have one later in the day. So I don't know if you drew this duty or if you volunteered for this duty. I'm not sure. But either way,
does the late one have to be the long one?
You know, I was wondering the same thing myself.
You're past my bedtime.
Let me look into that. I don't think we made the commitment that it would be an annual meeting.
Whatever
we made a commitment that it would be one meeting. And I was thinking the same thing. We could pick one of the shorter meetings, which would be nice. Thank you. That's an excellent reminder and a suggestion. We will follow up. But thanks again. You're very dear. What can I say? Your reward's going to be in heaven or something. I don't know what I can do. Thank you all. I wish I could name you all by name, but then you'd have to stay here longer, right?
Yeah. Again.
Job well done for everyone.
Thanks, everybody. Okay. Any other comments?
No.
Outstanding. So now we'll now move to item 1.0. 10. Adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Woohoo! Do I have to do a vote or, yeah, is there any discussion? Can I have a second?
Dead silence.
I still have to go through the procedures here, guys.
Second, Barton.
Okay. I will now conduct the voting roll call. Myself, aye, aye. Scott?
Aye.
David?
Aye, aye.
Tim?
Aye, aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes surprisingly unanimously.
Thank you. And thank you. Paul Minnie, for joining us. Thank you.
Good night.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.